Pardon me, what's that thumb business?
There it is.
The scenery, egghead. Paint the scenery!
Scenery?
What are you making knuckles here? What's the matter with you?
An egghead scenery? I never heard of it.
How do you like that?
Hey!
Why, you...
You missed me. Yeah,
well. Did, huh? All right. Break it up. That's not funny. That's no way to treat a fellow artist. See that? That's my masterpiece, and don't you touch it.
Get away from me.
What do you mean, get away from
me? There. How do you like that masterpiece?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, well, how do you like that?
Hey!
How do you like that?
Yeah, I did. How do you like that?
Wait a minute. You fellas are so uncouth. After all, he is a fellow artist and my friend, and I don't like that. You do enough to him.
No, you just mind your own business. I'm the chief artist here.
I know you're the chief.
Now, be quiet.
You're the chief artist, but that's not very nice. I mean, that's wrong. How do you like that there? Yeah, and how about a little sideburns there, buddy boy?
Do you realize what you're doing and who you're doing it to?
Yeah, you look like a beatnik.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? How do you like this?
Now, that's not too humorous.
How do we get in a mess like this? Such intelligent, artistic people.
Yeah, how could this happen?
Now we've gone and done it.
Yep. We can't sell them for eating money. They're obnoxious.
And besides that, they're a mess.
I agree with both of you.
Wonderful! Gentlemen, this is the best you have ever done.
Now, look.
No. I will not take no for an answer. These I simply must have.
Contemporary.
Modern. Abstract. Mine. You'll get the check in the morning, gentlemen.
Check.
Mine. Love them.
Check in the morning.
Well, what are we waiting for?
I don't know. Come on,
here. Let's get to work. Yeah. It's yours.
Put it up, boy.
Another empty dude.
Now, if that ain't abstract, nothing is. I'll say that.
There's what you call a contemporary snake.
You know, we're lucky we got this job making pies for Mr. Hassenpfeffer.
He said if the customers at his place like him, he'll give us a deal for more pie.
Boy. Hey, Frizzletop. You like pie?
I love it.
Well, then let me give you one. Look out!
Larry?
Yes?
That'll teach you to ruin our pies. How do you like that?
Ruin pies? Well, you didn't do that one any good, buddy boy.
Why don't you shut up and mind your own business?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Serves you right.
We're playing?
That's what you keep for talking.
What's that for?
That's my friend.
Yeah, I'm his friend and you...
Yes, but a friend. Hold out your hand.
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
That's very nice.
Oh. All the pies ruined.
So they're all...
Hey, wait a minute. Mo,
there's one that's in good shape.
Well, give me that, stupid. You're too clumsy.
No.
Oh, come on. Give it to me.
No. Who's making... Stumpcocks, idiots. What are you doing?
Oh, Mr. Hassenpfeffer.
Very good. Make me 100. I like him.
Close to me, Curly Joe here. I wonder where that knucklehead can be.
Well, if you were a knucklehead, where would you be?
Over there.
Let's go.
Okay. Hey, what are you yelling about?
What am I yelling about? You see what he did?
Yeah, but look what you did to the spike.
What spike? Where's
right up here.
I can't get up. Well, I'm sorry. I heard it, but you didn't do me any good.
Well, why don't you stop crying and... Get the suntan lotion from the penguin. Go ahead, useless.
You can hurt somebody.
Go ahead. You idiot, why don't you look where you're burying those spikes?
Well, I thought I found a good spot.
You know, you can cut a guy's tonsils out with that thing there.
Hey, that's yours, huh? Go ahead, I'll see you.
Pardon me, lady, but your little girl's getting sunburned.
Oh, yes,
let me loan you some lotion there.
Well, thank you very much.
I got it for the fellas.
Well, thank you.
Hurry up with that lotion. That's it. Give me a lot of it. Give me a lot of it.
Oh,
you got plenty. You ain't got that much
sunburn, do you?
Oh,
that
boy.
What in the world?
What is this stuff, Mommy?
I don't know. Here, let... Will somebody please help me?
Hey, Mo! Help me, I'm stuck.
Please, would you help me?
Why, what's wrong?
I'm stuck. I
got it.
Thank you very much. Could you help? I'm stuck to her, too.
Well, how'd that happen?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Easy.
Thank you so
You're
very
up,
much.
All right.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Wait, just a minute.
Stop.
Come here. Come up here.
Oh, I can't get...
Yeah. What is that stuff?
Oh, it's good stuff. Iron grip cement.
Iron grip cement?
You some men, Hen.
I got the wrong...
Help us get out of here.
Here. Grab by the hair.
Wait. There's the one who did it.
Let's break out of this.
Okay. Oh, I got it. Wait, what'll they do with this hair?
Okay, get something. Get him, let's go.
Here they come.
How are we going to get out of this?
I don't know. The coast is clear. Let's go.
Get off of me, you! Not me, I'm the lifeguard!
Oh, boy. Sleeping out under the stars, I can taste the food now.
Hey, I got a feeling we forgot something.
We didn't forget anything. We got spurs, bandanas, saddles, harness. We've got everything.
I still got the feeling we forgot something.
What else does a cowboy need? Yeah. We're dressed right, aren't we?
Yeah.
We got good horses.
Horses? That's it. We forgot the horses.
What do you mean, we?
Yeah, what do you mean, we?
You. I told you to take care of the horses, didn't I?
I did.
I put them in the barn. I fed them. I turned on the TV set.
Yeah? What show?
A Day at the Races.
They love it.
Quit horsing around. Tell me something. Did you bring the harness?
Yep.
A rope?
Yep.
Axe?
Yep.
Saw?
Yep.
Knife? Nails?
Everything,
hammer?
Everything. Yep. To all your questions, I brought them. There they are.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
Come on.
Thank you.
think it's lunchtime.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Hey, if I'm going to work like a horse, I'm going to eat like a horse.
Yes, you will. Huh? Just a minute.
Oh,
there you are, sir.
What are you doing? Hey, what are you talking about? Eating like a horse. That's right. He's got a...
Atta boy, Zeb.
That's good. That's good.
Come on, let's go. Remind me to take the key. The car's not insured.
Okay. You watch it.
How do you like that? It's flat. It's almost a new tire.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah, it's only flat on...
I know.
It's only flat on the bottom. You know any more funnies you'd like to make? Go get a spare.
We haven't got it. This is the only car we got. We'd never carry a spare car, Mo.
The spare tire, you lame brain.
Tire? Oh, you mean the one on the back with the two holes in it?
That's the one with the two... You mean you didn't have the spare tire fixed when I told you to?
I slipped up.
Remind me to decimate you later.
Okay, I'll make a note of it.
Yeah, now we have to go into town and get the thing fixed.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
What?
We'd better hitchhike.
Hitchhike? I know how to do it. I saw him do it in the movies one time. I saw it in the movie where he stood right there on the road like that. Anyway.
I guess we'll have to fix it ourselves.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Hey, get working on that rim over there.
Yeah, get on the rim now.
All right. Yeah. Useless, get out of the way.
I'll watch you. I'll see what
you're ready.
So I'll know how to do it.
Okay. I don't understand you.
She's all fixed.
All right, let's go.
Mo, you remember when you told me to have the tire fixed?
Yes.
And you told me to get gas, too?
Yes.
I just remembered. I forgot the gas.
Why, you jughead, do you realize we're 40 miles from a gasoline station?
So I'm stupid. So what?
I'll say you're stupid.
I made a mistake.
Separate two eggs.
There you are.
How's that? Is that far enough?
Very good. Very good. Now, loaf of bread, well soaked.
Loaf of bread, well soaked. Job well done.
You.
Next, a can of tomatoes.
Tomatoes, coming up.
Hey, yes, sir. Can of tomatoes. Hey.
What?
What's the matter with you?
Well, tomatoes, you're...
You out of your mind?
What?
You want to poison somebody? Very good. Half dozen oysters.
Half dozen oysters, coming up. Half a dozen oysters.
Good. Now, that's it.
Okay.
I'll take it to the oven.
Now, wait a minute. Everything you guys touch, you ruin. I don't want anything to happen to this bird, so let me handle it.
We'll let you handle it.
Well, let me handle it.
I said let me handle it.
Turkey overboard.
Lettuce down there and the guy's cook.
Yeah, there goes our turkey dinner. We ought to stuff you.
What can you cook with leftover bread?
Hey, if we have some beans, they're good.
Yeah?
Sure. Come in, we're in the kitchen.
Has somebody maybe lost the turkey?
Yeah, put it down here.
Yeah.
Hey, how did you find it?
Well, I asked myself, who in the world would stuff a turkey with this? And then I said to myself,
Nobody but the three stooges.
You're right. Take off your hat and join us for dinner.
Sure, and I'll put it in the oven.
No, you don't put nothing in the oven.
You accused me wrongly the last
don't
time.
Don't you touch
all your
turkey.
Fault.
Gentlemen.
Who came in?
I do hope you do a good job. You know, my husband is so particular.
Oh, don't you worry a bit, madam. You won't recognize the place when we get through. All right, men, get to work. Study by mail.
Oh, wait a minute. That's only a license to practice dentistry.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I could use a little practice. Fairly, Joe?
What?
You be my nurse.
Yeah? And a very pretty one, too.
Go on, get changed. And you be my patient.
Oh, no. You're not going to practice on me. Absolutely, positively, no.
Wait a minute. Can't we talk this over?
All right. Oh. That's all right. Doctor, this gentleman has a terrible toothache.
Oh, yes. I'll take care of it. Open your mouth, sir. Which one is it?
You're the dentist. You find it. I'm no stool pigeon.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Do sit down, sir.
Wait a minute. Are
you?
Sit
down already.
Come on.
Open your mouth. That's it. Cotton.
This won't hurt. That's it.
Just take the strain off the gallon side.
You can get more than that in. Can't you?
Oh, shit. Oh, nurse, please, administer the anesthetic.
Anesthetic, yes.
Yes.
Anesthetic. Hold still, the anesthetic. Put your sleep. That's it.
See that you get a raise for that, nurse.
Thank you. Thank you, doctor.
Let me out of here.
Not here.
Don't come near me. up, back your breath. Take it easy now. He's out.
Oh, we got a madman here.
All right. If you're going to be chicken, come on down. I'm surprised at you. You are really chicken, you are.
I'm sorry, Bo, you won't get your practice.
Oh, I'll get my practice all right. Curly Joe. Oh, no. Oh, no. Not me, Mo. I'm the nurse. I mean, you wouldn't do that to a nurse, would you?
Oh, nursey.
No, you wouldn't.
Come on, now, nurse, easy, come easy. On.
No, no, wait a minute. Wait.
Get down.
No, here. No, no. Oh, I'm a lady.
This ain't going to hurt.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Come on, nursey. Come on, nursey.
Oh, how do you do, ma'am? We're the Live Wire Electric Company at your service.
Well, I didn't expect three of you. It's just a tiny little buzzer that doesn't work. It's very simple.
Well, that makes us even. So are we. You've heard the old saying, many hands make light work. So you just buzz off and we'll have your buzzer buzzing in a jiffy.
And a quick jiffy, too.
Well, all right. I'll be in my office. You call me if you need me.
Yes, ma'am. Let's go.
Pardon me, miss. Please. We have work to do. There
you are. Let's see here. This wire goes right through the wall here. I'll take it on the other side. Pardon me.
Where are you going? I've got work to do.
What's going on out there?
On the other side,
Baby
Joe?
Yeah, I'm over here, Mo.
Okay, I think I found a wire.
Operator!
Hey, Mo, I think I got it.
Don't you give me none of your back talk. Keep digging.
Hey, Larry, I found something.
Is it gold?
No.
Silver?
No.
It is beautiful treasure.
How do I know? No, it's Mo.
And he ain't beautiful.
You idiot! It's me, all right. I'll get back there and go to work.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Come on.
The treasure's supposed to be right here, according to the map.
Mo, we found it.
Come on, get it up here.
Oh, boy.
Take it easy now, fellas.
Hey, it's locked.
Get the tools and open it up.
Yeah,
yes,
get a chisel, boy.
Hey,
treasure.
Chisel. Oh, chisel. Get the mallet. Okay, I'll hold it for you there. Larry, boy.
Get it.
Oh,
hold it.
Come on, get the hammer up here.
Give me a hammer. I'll get to it.
Hey, boy.
I can't wait.
Treasure. Easy, fellas. Now, a treasure. A treasure.
Looks like a treasure.
Another box?
But
that's there.
Well, boy, this is
got it.
That's got
another
box?
How do you like this?
Here, now.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
It may be small, but I bet you it's rich.
small package.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Well, that's even better. It's smaller.
Tracy.
Another one?
What's it say?
Very disappointing.
Yeah, no treasure, nothing.
That's right, nothing.
And the gold is supposed to be right here.
Yeah, you're right. We're supposed to.
How about that? Nothing but that goop.
Yeah.
No gold, just that gooey black stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, knucklehead.
Hmm?
Go get the gear.
What?
The gear.
Gear. Oh, gear. Coming up.
Hey, Mo, what do you think I can do?
I don't think you can do anything. But as far as I'm concerned, you can...
Here it is, Mo. Is that the one you want? Huh?
No, you landlocked landlubber, you. If I was geared right, I'd give you right on... It's the gear on the pier.
I hear. Hey, it rhymes. I'm a poet.
Henry Wadsworth Fatfellow.
Yeah,
get going!
All right, take it easy. Get the gear. You never know what he wants. I guess this is the gear.
Put this where it belongs, if you know where it belongs.
Yeah, I know where it belongs.
Get out of here.
How do you handle it, sir?
Here. Oh, fine. What's the matter with you? Every time I leave you for 2 minutes, this is what happens.
Just a little
now,
bit.
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. Take this over your head like that.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Bring this pole around me like that. Okay?
Yeah.
Where's the string I gave you?
How do you get into these things?
Here, wait a minute.
I was doing all right without you.
Wait a minute now. We'll never get out of this tangle in time to go fishing.
Hey, you're right.
We better buy some.
Yeah, buy some.
Hey, ship ahoy.
Hey.
How about a couple of fish?
Yeah.
Can you spare some more? How do you like that?
Hey.
That's a pretty good. Thanks, fella. I'll see you sometime.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You. Everything you do is out of whack. Don't you know that?
I was trying to help.
What happened here?
Well, we'll go out again tomorrow. Maybe we'll have better luck next time.
I sure hope so. I love boats and the salt air. And I love the sea, and the sea loves me. See?
Yeah, you love the sea.
Oh,
and the sea
man.
Loves you.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh.
The sea loves him. Hey, I better like the sea myself. See? I'll see you later.
Why, you.
Why can't I ride? I'm tired.
How stupid can you get? There's only room for two in these things here. Two. Where would you sit?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was so thoughtless.
Yeah, sure.
Hey. This is a golf course, not a laundromat. We came here to play golf, so get a move on. You're up. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. We came here to enjoy ourselves. Why rush around?
You're right. We'll go when we're good and ready, buddy boy.
Oh.
All right, we're ready already. Come on, let's get on the first tee. Hey, Mo. Hey, you're in the trap.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
What club, wise guy?
Well, I would call for a sand wedge right there.
Sand wedge.
Yeah. Wish you luck, buddy boy. Four. Four.
He'll never make it.
Thank you. Driver. He's the driver. He's been driving my club in Lame Brain. My club.
The club. The driver. Where's it?
Right there.
Oh!
Hold it. Don't hit him with a sand wedge. That's a five iron shot. He's got a five iron head.
Yes. Oh, yes, so he has.
Yes, take a five iron.
Thank you.
That's better.
Hey, wait a minute. TV time.
Hey. Remind me to fret you
okay,
later.
Okay, I'll put it in my book.
Hey, your ball's up in the tree. What are you going to do?
There's only one thing to do.
Hey! Stop that! Get off the golf course! Doc, get off!
Get out of here, man. Hurry up, get out of here.
Get off! You guys, just get out of this golf course, you hear me?
Halt! That's my favorite word, halt. We've been walking all day and haven't seen a thing.
Well, hunters have their lean days.
Yeah, that's what's worrying me, the lean days. That's what's bothering me.
Out of the way, you.
Boy, what heavy brush. We'll have to hack our way through it.
Oh, it's you, Forest Head. Why don't you call your shots when you stick that broom in front of this limb? Well, get the name of that truck.
I'm sorry.
What is this? Is this nonsense?
I was hunting.
Did we come all the way out here to catch butterflies?
No.
I thought we were going to hunt lions, tigers, and rhinoceroses.
Yeah, maybe we'll run into a hippopotamus omnibus or something.
And a gnu, too.
What?
Gnu? It's G-N-U, gnu. The G is silent. There's one thing you've got to know about wild animals. Never show them the slightest fear, and they'll always respect you.
Mo, you're real fearless. I bet you you're not scared of anything.
Nah, if any wild animal came at me, I'd stare right in his eyes. I'd put my arm down his throat, grab him by the tail, and turn him inside out, and he'd be running the other way.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Like that lion there?
Yeah, you mean him?
Yeah, I'm him, and like...
Yeah!
Right this way, here. Get your nice ice cream cake
right
there. That's it.
Put the money right here,
you are. There we are, sir. Put your money on the board here. That's it. There we are. Okay, we're doing a brisk business here today. Hey, this stuff is here to sell. What's the matter with you? Put back the merchandise. Okay, come on, kid.
Here
we are. Oh, here, right here. There we are, little girl. Go right on.
Give me a money.
There we go, here. The old fantasy ice cream here. We do business at the old stand. Okay, here. Just lay your money on the board.
There you are. That's it.
Okay, sir. There we are. Step right out now. Make room for others. That's the girl.
You want some ice cream? You got some money? Well, if you got no money, how can I give you ice cream? After all, we're in business. You can't.
Just a minute there, you onion head.
Is that the way we make a living, giving stuff away? I'll teach you a thing or two or three. Here, get your tongue off that ice cream. Give me that ice cream back. I want it back.
Oh, boy. You asked for it? Boy, did you get it.
You got it all over you. You got it all.
Now you've got it. If I ever catch you giving stuff away again, I'll tear you limb from limb.
Oh! Oh!
That's what you get for eating the prophet.
Oh!
Here you are.
There we are.
Me and Penny. Oh, pick it up.
Atta girl, keep right on going.
You want some ice cream?
You do, huh?
Well, I can't give you one. Mo'd get mad if I did.
Can you pay for it?
Yeah.
There you are.
Credit card? You.
All right, we got to get busy. Clean this place up before the new tenants come in.
Right, you are so right.
Well, then go ahead.
Right,
you are so right.
I'll take it easy.
Give me a hand with this ladder here.
Which hand?
Put it on that. What do you mean?
Oh.
Now you see what you did? Get out of here! Who threw that bomb?
Oh, Napoleon, you are a mess, ain't you, boy? Well, we'll get you to make you look nice, because I know I read all about you. Got a little right there. Now, Nappy, was that nice? And you used to be my favorite general. You're going to get in trouble doing that. Oh, I hate you. Oh, let me see what's this over here. Well, my. Oh, Mo! Mo, get in there!
What? Is there something in there?
Is there? Oh, don't hurt us, Mr. Armour. We didn't do it.
We didn't do anything honest.
No.
I know you didn't, Mo. It's me, some joke, eh?
Some joke, yeah.
Bunny!
Why, you... Oh! Why don't you take it off? You're liable to get cooked under this thing here.
Yeah.
What's that thing?
It's a mace.
I'll mace you in a minute. You know, I wasn't really scared.
You weren't?
I don't even know the meaning of the word fear.
Well, that sounds pretty stupid if you ask me.
I didn't ask you. Mo. Oh, Larry's making funnies again, eh? I'll show him a thing or two or three. Come out of there.
Hi. Oh, boy, is Mo gonna give it to you when you get out of there? Oh, boy. Wait a minute. If you're out here, how could you be in... Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
Don't bother me.
No, but this is...
Come on, leave me alone. Play games with me, huh? Yeah!
Help!
Help!
Where are you? Where are you? Take him along.
That rockhead, all he has to do is wash the lettuce.
Is that the way to wash lettuce?
That's the only way I know.
Come over here. I'll show you how.
What do you mean,
show you how?
What's that?
You start with that. You give it this here, like that, see? That's the way you wash it.
Oh, well, I was doing it wrong.
Answer that phone, Frizzletop.
All right. Hello.
You know, I never knew this before.
All right, you line something every minute.
Yeah.
Let's see what he's doing.
We got it. We paid $3 for it. Oh, I don't know. I have to see about that.
What was that?
It's the newspapers. They want to know if we want to make a statement.
Statement about what?
About holding a winning sweepstakes ticket.
Oh, they're always bothering with
you. We won! We're rich! We get the winner!
Give me the ticket.
The ticket. Oh, remember you told me to put the ticket where it would be safe?
Yeah. Give me the ticket.
Mo, I put it where it's so safe, I don't know where it is.
Come on,
wait.
What
are you
going to
do?
What's with my lollipop?
That's my lollipop.
Oh,
what's
going on here? Wait, that's that's where we got it, buddy boy. That's where we got it. It says here, look in your left shoe.
What?
Turn it around.
Sit down. Right. Get it off.
Look, look, I don't remember.
Come on. Get it off. What's that? Let's see. It says it's not here either, you dummy.
Wait a minute. We haven't looked in this pocket yet.
Oh, not that one. That's the last one, fellas. If it's not there, we're sunk.
Here, may I? How do you like that? Don't let anybody say that he hasn't got all his marbles.
Yeah, I got all my marbles.
Come on, here.
This is awful.
You know, we've searched the whole house. Let's face it. This rockhead here has lost our winning ticket. Oh, boy, you're a bird. I ought to go. Hey!
What?
Look at here!
What?
Well, what? The winning ticket! The world is ours! Hey. To the ticket. Out you go, boy.
Geronimo!
Out you go, boy. Easy now. That's a little too high. I think I'll take the elevator.
Thank you very much. And now for that wonderful and extraordinary trick, the disappearing bowl.
Disappearing bowl.
Professor, please.
Oh, yes.
I thank you.
Oh, right there. Hey.
Water?
Water.
That's the water.
The bowl trick.
Now then. Nothing that side, nothing on that side.
Ooh.
Over the top we go. Huh? Now then. Ready, aim. Fire!
Oh, you got the wrong gun.
Easy now. Here now.
Easy.
1, 2, 3.
Hey,
bowl has disappeared.
Good.
Thank you.
That's a very good. Hey, how about this?
What's the matter with you? Hide that. Hide that. That always happens.
Yeah.
And now,
we got
for our famous milk trick.
The milk trick,
if you please.
Okay.
Did you have your milk this morning?
No, coffee.
You're supposed to say milk.
But I had milk in my coffee.
Oh, well, that'll do. Bow your head, sir. There we are. Very nice. Oh, get out of the way. Now for the knotted handkerchief trick. Young man, may I borrow your hat?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Are you sure it's empty?
Yeah.
Yes, so's his head.
Well, that I knew. There we are, then. I shall place the handkerchiefs inside of the hat, and the young man will withdraw a handkerchief one at a time, just as though they came from the store. Handkerchief number one, if you please.
Handkerchief number one.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Handkerchief number one.
Handkerchief number two.
Handkerchief number two.
Handkerchief number two.
Number two.
Handkerchief number three.
If I can find it. There it is.
Oh, handkerchief number three.
How about that?
There we are. Very good.
That's a wonderful trick, isn't it?
Thank you.
Hey, what'll I do with these? I mean...
Oh, you nuts, you.
What do you mean?
Now, try to spoil this trick.
What'd you do that for?
None of your business. If for you, you can go, too. I'm all alone. I better go with them.
Hurry up and get that tent put up. A 5-year-old kid could do it.
Yeah, well, where are we going to get a 5-year-old kid way out here?
Use your head. Just use your head. Not that way. You rattle brains have no mechanical aptitude whatsoever. I don't understand it.
Here. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're getting all mixed up.
Hey, Mo, how do you like it?
That's fine. Where's Joe?
He's right there, but...
Hey, Joe, come here.
He can't come because...
What do you mean he can't come? Where are you, Joe?
I'm in here, Mo.
Well, come out here. That's an order.
That's what I try to tell you. He's holding up the tent.
We
interrupt this program for a special announcement. A lion has escaped from the Lakewood Zoo and was last seen in the vicinity of Trail Den Camp. And now, back to our program.
Boy, a lion. I'm glad he ain't around here.
Ah, they're nothing but overgrown pussycats. Who's afraid of them?
He is. And you can depend on them, buddy boy.
Come on, get in there and get unpacked.
Hey,
come
right.
on, get unpacked. No fooling around.
Right face.
Oh, boy, are you ugly.
My mother likes me.
Some people like monkeys. And now, folks, I guess you're wondering why we're wearing these uniforms. Well, every year on the anniversary when we got out of the armed forces, we put these uniforms on just to reminisce. Now, we're going to tell you some of the narrow escapes we had during the First World War.
Our lunch. I forgot it.
Go get it! Oh. I wish I could get my hands on them just once. That's all.
Sergeant!
Ah, come on, fellas. You ain't scared of your old friend, the Sarge. Here I've been looking all over for you on account of how sorry I felt for treating you so crummy. Here, this is for all the lunches I stole.
How about that? What a guy.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
And I always thought...
How many times did I tell you never to open a lunch pail in front of the Sarge? Oh. And on! Hey, hold on! Present arm! Hold on! Right shoulder! Out! Hey, face! Oh. I said right face! Right face!
This is my right face!
Oh, boy, are you ugly.
My mother likes me.
Some people like monkeys. And now, folks, I guess you're wondering why we're wearing these uniforms. Well, every year on the anniversary when we got out of the armed forces, we put these uniforms on just to reminisce. Now, we're going to tell you some of the narrow escapes we had during the First World War.
Our lunch. I forgot it.
Go get it! Oh. I wish I could get my hands on them just once. That's all.
Sergeant!
Ah, come on, fellas. You ain't scared of your old friend, the Sarge. Here I've been looking all over for you on account of how sorry I felt for treating you so crummy. Here. This is for all the lunches I stole.
How about that? What a guy.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
And I always thought...
How many times did I tell you never to open a lunch pail in front of the Sarge?
Come on. What's with the service around here?
More lemonade, order double.
Coming up.
Get a move on.
All right. All right, fellas, I'm sorry, but it takes
you
time.
You should really serve me first, you know.
See, I'm sorry, Mo, but his glass is there, that's all.
Ah! Too sour. Oh.
I'm sorry, Mo, I didn't mean it.
Answer the door, stupid.
Oh,
God.
A telegram. Here, give me that.
It's not for you.
Well, here now. Just take it easy and speak when you're spoken to. What do you know? It's for Curly Joe.
Yes.
Shut up a minute. This is to inform you that by the terms of your Uncle Dudley's will, you will inherit his entire estate in the neighborhood of $1 million.
Wow, what a neighborhood.
Wait, we're rich. Take off that air.
Yeah. Don't tie yourself.
Sit down. Here, would you like some cake?
Well, not right away.
I have some lemonade. Let me squeeze some grapes.
No. Faster, boy. Not too fast. I'll get a chill.
Too sour?
No, it's too cold.
Thank you, sir.
Answer the phone.
Just a minute. He means me.
Pardon me, stupid.
Curly Joe's residence. Yes, yes, we got the telegram, sure. The wrong what? For Curly John? Yeah, I understand. Goodbye. Well, what do you know about that?
What?
No inheritance.
No $1 million?
No, nothing! What are you going to say about that?
Well, I was wondering why my Uncle Dudley left me all that money.
Yes?
Because, fellas, I never had an Uncle Dudley.
That's what I get up out of here. Get that off. Get that off. Come on, it's blurting in my mind.
Now, you guys got us fired from the gasoline station. So watch yourself this time, please.
We won't let you down, Chief.
Okay. Hey, a customer. Now, go out there and service him.
You can depend on us.
I thought so. I'm not so sure about you. Get out there.
Good morning, folks. At your service.
May I take care of your windshield? That's it. That's all.
You need a quart, okay? It's stuck.
Now, can't you do anything like that?
See, it works. It works.
I'm sorry.
Holy.
Take it easy. He slugged me. Did you see
just
that?
Just a minute.
Yeah. Now, you know, you've just struck one of the toughest men from the state of Texas.
Yeah. Tell him, Tex.
Yeah, look here, you got it. Let's not carry it too far, huh?
Oh, just a minute, sir. You have just insulted a true Texan. Do you know what could happen to you for this in the state of Texas?
Go ahead,
tell him, Tex.
Just a moment. You got... Look, buddy boy.
Now, sir, this man is from the heart of...
Wait, just a moment. I'm not from Texas. I'm from Milwaukee. And if I got a headache...
Well, if you're from Milwaukee, you ought to know.
Just sit down, madam. Oh. Relax.
Now, don't be upset, sir.
Leave me alone.
Why don't you have some dessert?
I don't want any dessert.
What's the dessert special for today?
Banana cream cake.
I don't want banana cream cake.
Curly Joe, bring the man his dessert.
Right. Banana cream cake. Coming up.
Now, let me tell you about this banana cream cake. Deliver the cake.
All right.
Leave me alone.
Okay, now what's wrong?
What's wrong?
What's the matter?
What's wrong? I didn't want to even come here. I wasn't hungry.
Wait a minute.
I'm from Texas.
Yeah, he's from Texas.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
All right,
take it, honey. Go.
All right.